All right, let's jump into a deep dive that will make you take a second look at your employment contract.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking about Rash v. JVI, a case from way back in 2007 that really highlights how agency law and fiduciary duty play out in the real world.
You know, what's interesting about this case is how a seemingly simple employment dispute turns into this whole rabbit hole of legal issues.
It's true.
Especially when you get into agency law.
Exactly. It seems like a typical case, you know, employee, employer, they have a falling out. But there's a twist.
Okay.
Back in 1999, we've got W. Clayton Rash. He's hired by J.V. Buck to run their Tulsa division.
Sounds pretty standard, right?
Pretty straightforward.
But like they always say,
yeah,
the devil's in the details.
Always.
And in this case, there's this clause in Rash's contract that requires him to dedicate all of his work, time, and effort to J.V. Seems pretty standard at first glance, but it's a big deal later on.
I love those little details that turn into big plot points.
Huge.
So Rash is working for JVAC, everything's going fine, and then fast forward to 2004, what happens?
So this is where it gets interesting.
Okay.
Rash resigns from JVAC, but it doesn't end there.
Okay.
Lawsuits start flying, accusations of broken contracts, and then a secret company?
Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
A secret company. Now I'm interested.
So it turns out that while Rash was managing JVIC's Tulsa division, he also owned this company called TIPS.
Okay.
Total Industrial Plant Services, Inc.
Gotcha.
And get this, TIPS was not only competing with JVIC, but also acting as their subcontractor.
So he's playing both sides.
Exactly. And that's where fiduciary duty comes in.
So this is going beyond your normal employment dispute.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, you might think this is just high-level business stuff, right? What does it have to be with me?
Right.
But this idea of fiduciary duty, it's more relevant than you think.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it comes up everywhere. Doctor-patient confidentiality, financial advisors.
Right.
Even just being a trustworthy friend, it's everywhere.
Exactly. It's about acting in the best interest of someone who's trusting you.
Okay.
It's not just avoiding doing something bad.
Right.
It's about proactively protecting their interests and being upfront about conflicts.
Okay, so we've got Rash, secret company, this question of fiduciary duty. What happens when this goes to court?
Well, the initial court decisions were kind of all over the place.
Okay.
Rash actually won some of his contract claims.
Oh, wow.
But the issue of breaching fiduciary duty didn't go away.
Like a tug of war.
Exactly.
Yeah. So how do they ultimately handle this fiduciary duty issue?
That's where we get into Texas agency law.
Okay.
The 10th Circuit Court of Appeals reversed the lower court's decision and really emphasized how important fiduciary duty was.
So for our listener who aren't legal experts, what exactly is fiduciary duty?
It's basically this legal and ethical obligation for an agent to act in the best interest of their principal, the person they represent.
So in this case, Rash is the agent.
Rash is the agent of JVIC.
JVIC's the principal.
JVIC's the principal.
Gotcha.
And it's not just loyalty, it's total transparency, good faith towards the principal.
So it's like you're not just avoiding doing something shady, you're actively putting their interests first.
Exactly.
Being upfront about anything that could be a conflict.
Yes. And here's where Rash's actions, or lack thereof, become a problem.
Okay.
You see, under Texas law, agents have this super clear duty to disclose any conflicts of interest.
Uh-huh.
Even keeping quiet can be a branch.
Really? So even if he wasn't trying to sabotage JVIC,
right,
the fact that he kept his ownership of TIPS a secret was enough to get him in trouble?
Absolutely. The court made it clear agents have to be proactive.
Wow.
They've got to disclose anything that could compromise their ability to act in the principal's best interest.
So even if he thought he was juggling it all fairly, the lack of transparency is what created the problem.
Exactly.
Huh. It's a classic case of what you don't know can hurt you.
For sure.
Legally and ethically.
Absolutely. And to drive that point home, the court brought up this case, Kinsbach Tool Co. v. Corbett Wallace Corp.
Ooh, case law. Love it. What can you tell us about that?
Well, similar to Rash v. JVIC, this case deals with an agent engaging in self-dealing, basically using their position for personal gain.
Right.
And the Kinsbach case really highlights how seriously Texas courts take this.
Starting to see how these legal concepts are connected.
Yeah.
It's fascinating.
It's all coming together.
Yeah, it is. Before we go too far, remember that full work, time, and effort clause in Rash's contract?
Oh, yeah, of course. That little detail that became a big deal.
Well, there's another legal twist in this case.
Okay.
Involving the statute of frauds.
Ah, yes.
So how does that come into play?
Well, you see, Rash continued working for JVIC even after that initial two-year contract expired.
Okay.
There was no written agreement for an extension.
So JVIC tried to argue that since there was no written extension,
yes,
the continued employment wasn't legally binding.
Exactly, because of the statute of frauds.
Right.
But here's the catch.
Yeah.
The court didn't buy it.
Really? Why not?
Because under Texas law, contracts that can be performed within a year, even if they're open-ended,
okay,
don't have to be written down to be valid.
Okay.
Rash's employment was essentially month to month.
Okay.
So it didn't fall under the statute of frauds.
So even though they didn't have a formal written contract for that whole time,
right,
the court said the agreement was still valid.
Exactly. It's all about what the agreement was about.
That's interesting.
And what the parties intended.
Yeah.
Not just whether it was written down.
So it's not always black and white.
Nope.
This case has more twists and turns than I can even count.
I know, right?
Possible breaches of fiduciary duty, the potential for those fees to be forfeited, and this whole statute of frauds thing. What's next?
Well, now that we've got the background, it's time to dig into what Rash v. Jafis means for all of us. What can we learn?
Right.
How can we apply these lessons to our own lives?
I love that. And that's a great place to pause for now.
Absolutely. So let's break down the lessons from Rash v. Jafis.
Yeah, for sure.
This case is like full of insights for lawyers, business owners, anyone who deals with contracts.
What are the big takeaways?
The big aha moment. Well, first off,
yeah,
this case screams the importance of clear contracts,
uh-huh,
thorough contracts. Like seriously, underline it, highlight it,
yeah,
put a sticky note on it.
I'm with you. Bad contract equals lawsuit waiting to happen.
Exactly. And especially with employment agreements, you gotta address conflicts of interest right from the get-go.
So you're talking about those clauses you sometimes see that prevent employees from doing side work.
That's it.
Competing with their employer.
Exactly. If Jafis had something like that in Rash's contract,
right,
explicitly forbidding him from owning or working for a competitor,
yeah,
they might have avoided this whole mess.
It's like a legal safety net.
Absolutely. But it's not just about the words on paper. It's
right,
also about education, making sure everyone's on the same page.
So both employers and employees need to understand their rights,
right,
their obligations.
Couldn't have said it better. Company need to make sure their managers understand fiduciary duty. Like, really get it. Transparency and disclosure are everything.
Especially in fields where employees have a lot of power, right?
Exactly.
To make decisions or they have sensitive information.
Financial advisors, real estate agents,
right,
anyone who can impact other people's money or well-being.
High stakes.
High stakes.
Yeah. So it's bigger than just avoiding shady business. It's about creating a culture of ethical behavior, open communication.
Precisely. And Rash v. Jafis is a stark reminder that silence can be just as damaging as lying when it comes to this stuff. It erodes trust.
Yeah. It reminds me, the law doesn't just look at what you did, but also the context, the relationships, potential for harm.
Absolutely.
Nuance.
It's nuance. And, you know, from a legal strategy standpoint, Rash v. Jafis has some lessons for us lawyers, too.
Okay, let's put on our lawyer hats here. What's the strategy lesson?
Well, first off, never underestimate a fiduciary duty claim.
Okay.
Even if a breach of contract argument doesn't work, you can still win if you build a strong case around fiduciary duty.
A backup plan.
Exactly. And remember our conversation about fee forfeiture?
Yeah.
That can be a powerful tool when someone breaches their fiduciary duty.
That undo button, right?
Yes.
Not about punishing, but making it right.
Exactly. It lets the court take back any profits made unfairly.
This case is like a legal textbook, honestly.
I know, right?
Who knew an employment dispute could have so many legal issues?
It really is. And from an academic perspective,
yeah,
it's a perfect example of how those old school legal principles still apply to how businesses work today.
Yeah.
You know, no matter how much things change, trust, loyalty, transparency,
yeah,
they're always going to be essential.
You're right. The law has to adapt to new challenges, but keep those basic values.
Absolutely.
For a fair system. What surprised you most about this case?
Honestly, it's the emphasis on disclosure. It wasn't just that Rash did something bad to Jafis.
Uh-huh.
It was that he didn't come clean about the conflict.
The silence was a breach.
Yeah, exactly. It highlights how important proactive transparency is in any relationship built on trust.
It makes you think, you know, are we always acting with that transparency?
You hit the nail on the head.
Putting others' interests first when we should be.
We all have responsibilities to others, whether it's our bosses, clients, family, friends.
Yeah.
We might not all be dealing with millions of dollars.
Right.
But trust and transparency are universal.
So what's the one key takeaway from Rash v. Jafis? What do our listeners need to remember?
Be aware of those potential conflicts of interest in your own life. Ask yourself, are there situations where what I want might clash with what's best for the people I'm supposed to be looking out for? And if the answer is yes, be upfront.
Transparency is key.
Absolutely. Disclosing isn't just about avoiding lawsuits. It's about building strong ethical relationships.
It's like sunlight's the best disinfectant, right?
Right.
bring things out in the open, prevent misunderstanding.
Exactly. And if you're ever unsure, get legal advice. A lawyer can help navigate those tricky situations.
Good advice. Better safe than sorry, especially with fiduciary duty.
Absolutely.
RESPJVIC might seem far off, but it's surprisingly relevant to our everyday lives. It shows us that even small actions can have huge consequences.
Yeah.
And being mindful of our obligations to others, that's how we build and maintain trust.
Well said.
Okay, great place to end this part of our deep dive. Now let's shift gears.
That's good.
And explore what this means for our listeners personally. We've gone over a lot with this case, the legal stuff, what it means for businesses, but let's bring it home for our listeners. What does this mean for you in, like, your daily life?
You know, that's a good point, because most of us aren't, you know, dealing with million-dollar contracts or running secret businesses.
True.
But these principles, yeah, they still apply.
It's not just CEOs, right?
Exactly. Think about your relationships, friends, family, colleagues. Fiduciary duty might sound formal, but it boils down to trust and responsibility.
Yeah.
Are you acting in their best interest? Are you honest? Are you transparent?
That's a powerful way to look at it, I think. We're all in positions of trust in some way.
Absolutely. Maybe you're helping a friend make a big financial decision.
Yeah, right.
Or you're entrusted with confidential information at work. These situations might not be as high stakes as RESPJVIC.
Right.
But they still call for that same ethical awareness.
It's like these principles start in the legal world, but spread out
to
all these different parts of our lives.
And, you know, sometimes conflicts of interest aren't always so obvious.
Yeah.
It's not always black and white.
Right. Lots of gray areas.
So what do you do? That's where talking things out is so important.
Mm-hmm.
If you're unsure, talk about it. Explain the situation to the people involved. Get their input.
Back to transparency.
Right. Because even if you think you're doing what's best for someone, if you're not open about it, it can hurt just as much.
It's almost like disclosing a potential conflict, even if it's nothing, can make the relationship stronger.
I think you're right.
Because it shows you're prioritizing their interests, that you value their trust.
Absolutely.
RESPJVIC might seem like a world away for most people, but the core message is so relevant. It's a reminder that trust, honesty, transparency, those are the foundations of any good relationship.
I agree.
Whether it's professional or personal.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
So as we wrap up this whole deep dive, what's the one thought you want to leave our listeners with?
Be mindful of the trust that others place in you. Think about your actions and ask yourself, am I upholding that trust? Am I being as transparent as I can be? Those questions can make a world of difference.
It's a reminder that we all have a responsibility to act with integrity, not just because of the law, but because it's the right thing to do.
Exactly.
Well, I think we've covered it all in this case. It's been great unpacking all this with you.
Likewise, it's been a pleasure.
And to our listeners, thanks for joining us for this deep dive into fiduciary duty. We hope you learned something new, maybe gained a fresh perspective on trust and transparency in your own lives. Thanks for listening.